legendary status. Big XL, Sam Pisa, aka TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetable, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Instant to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop.
What up, what up, what up, world? It's your boy, Big XL. This is the Ryan Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. Got to say one time for everybody at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. You can check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Also, got to say one time for everybody over at Ride 95, our internet radio home, as well as one time to all your favorite streaming sites where you can check us out. Whether it's on Blog Talk, whether it's YouTube, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Audio Mac, wherever you decide to check us out and stream us, all you got to do is go to your favorite streaming site, type in the words Riding Dirty Radio, and we will come up. All right, one time for everybody who follows us on any forms of social media, and you can follow us at Riding Dirty Radio, RIDINDURTYRADIO. That's RIDINDURTYRADIO. Riding Dirty Radio, man. We've been serving the community for over 20 plus years. All right, now this is where people have the opportunity to tell the world the good news. This is the platform for the movers and shakers, the people that are moving and shaking and changing the world, making it a better place, whether it's through arts, entertainment, philanthropism, music. If you're changing the world, making it a better place, then this is the platform for you. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Riding Dirty Radio Show. So welcome to the platform, singer, songwriter, Miss Nubia Iman. How are you doing tonight, ma'am?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The first thing I want to ask is, if you are using your mobile device, can you turn it that way for me?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. I see.
It is. Make that picture bigger. All right. Now, I have been wondering, first of all, we've been playing tag for like a whole week, and I apologize for that.
No, it's okay.
And, I've been like, man, I hope I say her last name right. So did I say it correctly?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Nubia Iman. That is a beautiful name.
Thank you.
All right, so look, I always like to start the show off by telling whoever I'm talking to, I'm very, very humbled. We're all busy people. If you just take a few moments of your time to talk to me and the people that follow our platform, I'm very humbled and appreciative for you just give us that time.
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy to be here. And I know, like you said, we were playing a phone tag for a little bit with my shows and everything going on. But yeah, I'm definitely happy to be here.
All right. So look, let's get into it. Where is Nubia Iman from?
I am from Austin, Texas, born and raised.
All right. So you're from Austin, Texas, the home of South by Southwest. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, you are.
All right. Have you ever had an opportunity to attend South by Southwest?
I've had the opportunity to attend. I've had the opportunity to be an official artist for South by Southwest, as well as unofficial as well. So I've got all aspects of South by.
Okay. Now, what was it like for you growing up in Austin, Texas?
It was good. It was really good. Like, now it's totally different. Back then, you knew if you was really from Austin, there's certain staples here that have happened, certain names, you know, that, you know, jog a lot of people's memories. But it's been good growing up here in Austin. I love it. Like, you know, I go to different states and I'm like, man, it's nothing like being back at home. So I love Austin, Texas.
Okay. Now, what was the home life for you? Like, siblings, brothers, sisters, mother, father in the home? What was the home life for you?
Mother and father in the home. It is 8 siblings. Yes, it is five girls and 3 boys, including myself. So grew up with a very big family, and on both sides, my mother and my father's side, very big family. So, you know, home life was great. You know, growing up with all my siblings, it was crazy. We was up in there WWE half the time when my parents was at work.
No doubt. Now, at what point in time did you realize you had a love for music and wanted to pursue music as a career?
So my father's side of the family, they are very musically inclined. My grandfather, he had a band when he was younger. He played saxophone. And then he had my father, my aunts and my uncles in a band as well. My Uncle Salih, he's a producer of Carnival Beats up under Universal. And he's done a lot of stuff for people here in Houston. So it's kind of like I did not have a choice, like, growing up. And not that it was a bad choice. Like, I love doing music. Like, it's how I breathe, you know? But it's been since I was a little girl, as I can remember. My aunts and my uncles, my father, they would tell me, oh, when you were younger, we were playing or singing or whatever, and you come in there just dancing and snapping your fingers and stuff. So I'm like, okay, so obviously it's been since I was a child, but the furthest back that I can actually remember was probably like 8 or 9 years old. And I was like, oh, I have a little voice. Like, I could do a little something. So yeah, it's all my life, basically.
Now, man, coming up in a musical family, what was those family reunions like? What was those cookouts like?
Oh, it's a whole talent show. I promise you. Like, whether you sing, rap, dance, you told jokes, whatever, they're like, okay, let's pull out the drums, the keyboard, everybody show your talent, do what you do. Me and my cousin and my sister, when we were younger, we had a group called 3BC, and it stood for 3 Best Cousins. And we would rehearse purposely for family reunions or get-togethers because we were like, we want to show off our talent. We really thought we were Destiny's Child. So it was a talent show, and it's still a talent show to this day.
Okay, no doubt. Well, you got to invite me to the cookout because I love talent shows.
Definitely. They'd be like, okay, so what do you do? Like, come on, let's get up on stage. Let's see your talent.
No doubt. Man, I love families like that. We need more in that in our community.
Exactly.
All right, so I always like to say jump off the porch. When did you decide to jump off the porch? You grew up in this musical family. You see everybody with this talent. When did you decide that you wanted to actually pursue it yourself? And what was the process like for you at the beginning?
It had to have been when I was maybe like 14 or 13, 14. And it was a little tough because it was me trying to figure out who was I as an artist. What did I want to sound like? What did I want to look like? How did I want people to gravitate towards me? So it was a little rough because, like I said, coming from a family that is musically inclined and everybody has found their niche and their sound, I just felt like I was like lost at sea for so long. And honestly, it was probably maybe up until 2 years ago where I found this is what works for me. This is what the people like. This is what they want to hear. And this is where I am super comfortable at. And I know that I can kill it. So it takes some time, definitely.
All right, how would you describe your sound?
I would definitely describe it like the 90s R&B, like hip hop, because I rap and I sing. So, definitely 90s R&B hip hop with a little twist to it, like new school twist.
Okay, now with that being said, who are some of your inspirations? Who are some of the people that make you want to be the best artist possible?
Mary J. Blige, Lisa, Left Eye Lopez, Beyonce. I mean, I go as far as back as Etta James, just how soulful her voice is or was, like and I want when I'm singing, I want to be able to convey that as well. Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah, it's a lot of old school, but a lot of new school.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. When you think about yourself as an artist, when you think about yourself as an artist and that cast of characters you just named were inspirations for you, what do you take from each one of those artists to help you be better?
Their lyrics, like the how they come about their lyrics, stage performance, stage presence, their individuality. Like you'll never get another one of Left Eye. You'll never get another one of Beyonce. You'll never get another one of Mary J. You'll never get another one of MC Light. Like I love her too. Like, but create making sure that I am not going to sound like the next person. If anything, I don't mind people telling me like, "Hey, you remind me of Left Eye." That's a compliment. That's an honor. Now, I don't no shade to anybody, but I just wouldn't want to be like, "Oh, you sound like so and so, so and so." That the new school, I don't want to sound like them. When you hear me, I want you to think back like, "Oh man, that sound like this one song," and it's just really giving me, that vibe. So definitely for sure, top tier individuality and stage presence and performance. Like I take pride in it. I really do.
All right, now, do you remember the first time you took stage, not for the family, but for a actual audience?
Yes, I do.
Where was it at, and what was that experience like for you?
The very first time that I took stage, it had to have been, if I remember correctly, it was here in Austin. It was during South by Southwest. I was 16 years old. I had two of my best friends, LaBrie and Faith, dancing with me, and it was at the historic Victory Grill on 11th Street here in Austin. And it was a rush of energy. Like we had rehearsed for weeks, singing and dancing and dancing and singing and making sure that I wasn't winded while doing it. My mother, my father was there. All right, that sounded good, but you could do it better. Run it again. But by the time we got up on that stage and we hit it, we left it there completely. Like you could definitely tell, and the crowd, they definitely wanted one more. They did.
Okay. Now, being a singer, songwriter, and someone who actually loves being on stage, what facet of the entertainment, when it comes to that aspect, do you like most? The songwriting aspect, the singing aspect, or the performing aspect?
The performing aspect, I absolutely love it because I can get up on stage and I can make people laugh and I can get people in tune with me and hearing my story that I'm telling, as far as whatever song it is that I'm singing, whether it's my song or I'm going into a cover tune, I'm gonna make it my own. But the performing aspect is my favorite part because I go into a different zone and I get people real engaged with me and they're like, "Oh, I was feeling it. I was feeling it." And that's my favorite part, knowing that I could have them connect to me in some sort of way, while on stage.
Okay, now you mentioned Lisa Left Eye,
Yes.
and may she rest in peace. But she was very, very charismatic, especially when it came to the lyrics and the fashion side. How does Nubia Iman basically combine those things? Like, are you very fashion orientated? Do you come with a lot of charisma? How do you fit in that box? Because Lisa Left Eye was one of my favorites, and she's one of the people that I feel like should get way more credit than she does.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like I'm definitely a fashionista. Like, as far as the sound, I don't want to sound like a typical artist. Like, I feel like a lot of women today, and like I said, no shade, I love them all. Like, I found something special in all of them, but they typically sound the same. And Left Eye, she just had that twang about her voice that she sounded different, you know? And I definitely, you know, tune into that for sure. So yeah, the sound, the fashion and stuff like that. And I am very, I have a lot of character, you know, when on stage, like very expressive. I'm up there telling jokes because I really think I'm funny. I don't know if I'm funny or not, but they laugh. So, so yeah, I bring a lot. I've taken a lot from her. She's definitely one of the ladies that I definitely look up to. I admire her a lot.
Okay. The name Nubia Iman. Tell me a little bit about that name.
So it's so funny because people, when they ask me, okay, so what's your real name? I'm like, it's Nubia Iman, and my last name is Williams. so yeah, it's my actual name. When my mother was pregnant with me, my aunt Cynthia, she saved it for her daughter when she decided that she was gonna have one. But I guess she was just so excited that she was like, y'all can have the name. And so she gave Nubia to my mother and my father. And I'm not sure how Iman came about, but it's not spelled like the typical I-M-A-N. It's just E-M-M-O-N. So most people say Nubia Iman, which is totally fine. But
I said it in my head.
Most people do. And it's totally fine. Like, I've heard it so many times. It's just like, okay, close, but it's Iman. But yeah, my mother, my father, and my aunt Cynthia, they blessed me with that name.
Okay. All right. Now, when it comes to music of 2022, had a major emergence of women, especially on the hip hop side of things. And women have always been doing their things when it comes to the R&B side of things. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the state of women's urban music in 2022?
I feel like it's in a really good state, honestly, because we have the women here on this side, the turn up women and the party women, and we're going out and yeah, let's just have fun. And then we do have those women that are the conscious side of them. And then we do have the women that are in between that, you know, bounce back and forth, which I feel like I am the in between. Like, I do have some low, okay, let's turn up type songs. And then I do have some that are more lyrical that you really have to listen. And then it really, you know, plays with your heart. But I feel like it's in a great state. Like, we have a great balance. You know, I just feel like more of the turn up is getting more of the recognition versus the women that do really have something to say. Not that they don't have something to say, but there are some women that, you know, really spitting some stuff. Like, and definitely for like local artists here in Austin, for sure.
All right, speaking of local artists in Austin, like, who are some of the artists people need to watch out for in Austin?
So definitely, for sure, Shakita B. She is freaking amazing. She's freaking killing it as far as like just her music and then putting on for women, natural beauty of natural hair. Definitely her, for sure. I would also say Mama Duke. She's amazing. She sings and she raps as well and does it very well. I would say Jay Soulja. He's amazing. I do love his music too. And he when he raps, he definitely gives you some stuff to think about for sure. And those are definitely a few of the artists here in Austin you would definitely want to watch out for.
Okay, no doubt. Amazing. Thank you for shouting them out. I'm trying to find them as we speak. Jason, yeah.
Mama Duke, Jay Soulja, and Shakita B.
All right, I'm going to definitely be looking those three up. All right. Let's talk a little bit about your songwriting skills. What is your pen game like? What can people expect to hear from Nubia Iman when it comes to concepts and songwriting?
You can definitely expect to hear nothing but the real. Like, I am the type of artist where I'm not going to be able to write about something that I have not experienced. And that is a talent that there are some people that do have, that they can just tap into that. But I'm going to tell you about what I know, and I'm going to make sure that you're going to feel it, whether it's from relationships, whether it's losing a person, whether it's, you know, I need to focus on me and I need to do me and build my mental health up and anything like that. So, like, I'm only singing about what I know, because I know when I leave it there on stage, you're going to be able to feel all of it.
Okay, no doubt. All right, now, you're also very, very active in the community. When I was reading over your bio, you have a foundation, the Nubia Iman Foundation. Let's talk a little bit about your foundation and your community activism.
So the foundation is definitely for the youth, for the younger people, promoting them to be successful, to strive to be better in the future, and also for breast cancer awareness too, because I did lose my mother to breast cancer in 2013. So I'm in those two areas. They're super important because the youth is obviously our future. And if nobody is gonna push them to be great and push them to be successful, I know I definitely will. And then breast cancer, a lot of people are not super educated when it comes to breast cancer or just health in general. Like, a lot of people shy away from it. Some people, you know, don't want to go to the doctor because they're afraid of getting bad news, but it could be just that bad news that actually saved you in the long run. So I'm in two different lanes right now that are both important to me.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned losing your mother to breast cancer. What was that like for you? And how were you able to deal with it, you know, moving forward with life? Because, you know, myself, my mother is still alive, and I can't imagine one day without my mom. So how were you able to push forward, and what was those events like for you?
What it was like, it was really hard. I'm not even gonna lie, like, maybe after the funeral, maybe 2 weeks after, I ended up doing a show thinking that I was ready, and I was not. I wasn't ready at all. I tried to push through because I know that that's something that she would want me to do, but I knew that I needed to take care of myself mentally, emotionally, and physically, because who wants to lose their mom at 20? Like, I was 20 years old. Like, I still got questions to this day that, I mean, I know I can ask my father, I can ask my stepmother or my grandmother or my aunts, and they'd be able to answer it, but not in the way that my mother would be able to. So I had to take some time off for sure. Like, and I don't mean time like weeks or months. I meant like I took about 2 or 3 years off, because I just couldn't shake it. I couldn't bounce back. And at the end of the day, like, I beat myself up about it because I took so long to bounce back, but there is no timeline. There's no amount of time that you're supposed to take off and take care of yourself and your mental health. It's however long you need to, you know, you're better. So it was definitely hard. And then I finally got myself together. I'm like, okay, Nubia, now, you know, your mom, she'd definitely be like, what are we doing? Let's get it together. Let's go in there and write some songs. Let's push. Let's be better. Like, I know that that's what she really truly wanted for me, and I can feel her everywhere in any and everything that I'm doing. So yeah, definitely took that time off, and I'm in a better headspace mentally, emotionally, and physically to be able to do what it is that I truly love to do, which is music.
Okay. Now, I also noticed that you perform with a live band. What's that like? Because a lot of people who definitely do hip hop don't touch that live band.
Okay, so I'm gonna say performing with a live band, it's awesome. It really is. Like, you have so much control over okay, let's break this down. Let's speed this back up. Let's cut into this cover song real quick because it goes with, you know, whatever it is that I'm singing at the moment. So like with my new single Trip, I'm singing and then I cut into Ginuwine's Pony and the crowd loves it. You know, like I you know how hard it is to go back to performing a track act after performing with a live band? It's hard. It really is. So I would not give up my band, my guys for nothing. I love performing with a live band. And then it brings so a different energy to the crowd. Like they love it, especially when my bass player gets a solo, my guitar player gets a solo, my older brother, he's my drummer. When he gets a solo, they kill it. So I love performing with a live band. I hate having to perform shows with track acts, but sometimes it's required. So
No doubt. Now, I also noticed that you do a lot of travel between Texas, Atlanta, and New York. How were you able to get yourself in position to be able to do so many shows in different areas?
It's all about connections. It's all about networking. It's all about, even if you are tired, you are still out there pushing and talking and shaking hands and passing out cards, CDs, whatever it is that you do. And I just so happen to be blessed to have family that lives in Atlanta and family that lives in New York and that are from New York, where I can go and I can stay with them and then they're hitting the streets with me. So it's just about networking. Honestly, truly it is.
Okay. Out of the three, what is your favorite place to perform out of those three?
It's going to have to be Atlanta because The crowd just rock with me. Like I've performed so many times in Atlanta to where there was somebody that got up on stage and forgot the words and was just nervous. And they said, "It's all right, baby. Take your time. Come on." They was clapping them up. And then he got that confidence back and he killed it. Now you go to New York. They're not going to do that. They're going to boo you off the stage. Boo, moo, woo, woo, tomato, tomato, tomato. That's what they're going to do in New York. I love New York, but that's what they're going to do in New York. But Atlanta, they're so welcoming. And, you know, just you can feel the love. I guess that's that Southern hospitality that Atlanta has, that the South has. So I definitely love performing in Atlanta.
Okay. Now, what was it like having a national recording artist like Lil Nico from Def Jam jump on a record of yours?
It was awesome. I didn't know what he was gonna come with. I just knew that he was gonna kill it, and I still listen to his track to this day, like what he did on my song. So it was awesome. Like I'm shout out to Lil Nico. I am so blessed to even have him on the record with me, and yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. No doubt. All right. In 2022, we spoke about the state of music when it comes to women. Have you, and a lot of women I interview say they've had situations where they felt like they weren't taken serious, or people didn't think they wrote for themselves, or people viewed them as something more than an aspiring artist. Have you had any situations in your travels to, or whether maybe the male-dominated portion of the industry didn't take you serious being a female?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm tested almost every single day, because I think people they wouldn't technically classify me as a rapper. Mm-hmm. I'm not out here spitting hard and rough and tough and stuff. It's just not me.
But those bars there, rough and tough and stuff, bars.
No, what was that lady, the Afro Puffs?
Lady of Rage.
Yes. But yeah, like I said, I feel like I'm tested almost every single day. And I've had people coming to me, "Man, I forgot that you rap." Or, you do sing too. Or I've had people ask me, "Do you write your own stuff?" Like I said, I test it every day, but luckily, being that I have my father as my manager, he's blocked a lot of that out for me. I don't have to deal with what most young ladies may have to deal with, just maybe having somebody random you know, be a manager. My father, he takes a particular different interest because I'm his child, you know. So he's blocked a lot of that for me. But I've heard, you know, a little bit here and there. I have a song called Give 'Em Hell. And people tell me, oh, she's through. She ain't rapping. She ain't singing. She can't write her own rhymes. Yeah, I can. And I do. So, it's, you know, it's whatever. I'm a woman and you know, I'm resilient. So, I'm good.
Okay. What's it like being managed by your father? Do y'all bump heads? Or do you trust all his decisions? All right, Nubia. Dropped off. Somebody probably called her phone. We're going to wait for her to come right back in. All right, again, man, it's the Riding Dirty Show, your boy, Big XL. Make sure y'all check out my show with my brother Spank, the Country Rap Report. We broadcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have brand new episodes right here on YouTube. Make sure you follow the Country Rap Report page. And check out brand new content as we wait for Nubia to jump back on. We're going to wait for her to come back on. Also, again, man, make sure y'all follow us on social media at Riding Dirty Radio, RIDINDURTYRADIO, RIDINDURTYRADIO. Follow us on social media right here on YouTube. You can check us out at Riding Dirty TV, RIDINDURTYTV. All right. Nubia Iman, definitely emerging artist. You can definitely catch her rocking the stage. She has a full calendar of performing events. You can catch her in Atlanta. You can catch her in New York. You can catch her in Texas. She's always ripping the stage, and we're going to get her back at it. Okay, we got you back.
My phone died. I didn't even realize it.
No worries. Again, being managed by your father. Does father know best? Do you guys bump heads? What's that like? And how long has he been playing that role?
He's been playing that role since the day I came out. Like, it was no doubt about that. But we do bump heads because it's like old school versus new school. And he's like, this is what works. This will work for us back in the day. And I'm like, Daddy, but this is a different time. Like, people are not out pushing flyers like that. People are not out passing out cassette tapes and stuff like that. I said, although I appreciate it, you know, but it's hard. But I love my father to death, and he knows a lot more than what I definitely give him credit for. But I definitely can say that he knows that I know a lot more than he would give me credit for. It's give and take with my dad. I wouldn't change it for the world. I wish more people could experience that, you know, their father or their mother managing them. It's fun. It's like we are each other's best friends, you know, in the club and just everywhere together.
No doubt. All right, my last question. Let's talk about the record Trip. What inspired it? Who produced it? What everything that went into that record?
So it was produced by Danny here out of Austin, Texas. He also plays in a band with Jake Lloyd. So he's wearing many hats. Shout out to Danny. And the song was really truly just inspired by that was when I was trying to find my voice, you know what I'm saying? And so I was like, I need to do something different. I need to do something without somebody telling me this is what I'm supposed to sound like. I need to do something how I feel it. So I heard a track and I said, hey, this is what I like. Can we do this? Can we do that? And Danny said, yeah, I got you. Let me pull something together. He pulled something together and I was just like, okay, I need to do something. I need to go on a trip. And that's what I said. And people, however they interpret it, you know, a trip could be going somewhere. A trip could be, you know, other things, but, I just wanted to write outside of the box from my norm, being that the stuff that I was singing before, not that it was bad stuff, it's great stuff. People love it when I perform it. But I was like, this is me. This is all me. I came and I did this and I left it all on the record. So I just wanted to step outside my own comfort zone. And that's what I did with Trip.
Okay. All right. Now, social media. How has social media affected how you market and promote yourself and get or able to reach artists in areas that you normally wouldn't if you was out passing out cassettes.
Social media is so easy that people tend to make it a lot harder than what it really is. It's about being consistent, persistent. You got to engage. You have to post every single day. But being able that I can connect with somebody, not even just here in the U.S., but in a different country, you know, like, and I love your music and let's put a record together. And I connected with this guy. I cannot remember his name for the moment. And I know my dad is probably going to kill me, but he was from Canada, And we have two songs together. And he's an amazing rapper. But like, I wouldn't have been able to get that chance passing out a cassette tape. Like, it probably would have took some time to get there. But the power of social media, it's amazing. It's amazing. All you have to do is, you just got to be consistent. That's it. You got to post. You got to interact with people. Even if you don't feel like posting something that day, just post something. And people are going to be like, hey, she posted something. Let me boop, click on that. And it works wonders. It really does.
Okay. All right. Before I let you go, let the people know where they can stream and hear Trip.
You can hear it on just about everything. Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, Reverb, like everywhere. You can hear it everywhere. And the official video is also on YouTube as well. It's Trip under Nubia Iman. And it was shot here in Austin, Texas, in my apartment. Don't look like it, but it was here. So yeah, you can stream it just about anywhere.
All right. And social media wise, how can people find you?
At Nubia Iman. It is NubiaEmmon. And I also have an official TikTok account that is official Nubia Iman. So you can reach me there.
You be dancing on your TikTok?
You know, like, I got some draft saves, so I'm about to see if I'm going to post them, because my nieces told me that I was a little stiff, so I think we got to work on it a little bit more.
I'm going to make sure I follow you on TikTok and all your other social medias.
Please do, and I follow back, guys. I follow back.
All right, before I let you go, what would be your words of advice, especially to young ladies who are trying to pursue the music business?
My words of advice would be, there's no wrong way to be an artist. There's not. There is nothing wrong with being different. There's nothing wrong with creating a lane for yourself, because there is an audience for everything, whether it's grunge, rap, hip-hop, opera, there's a lane for everything. So do dare to be different. Do knock on those doors. And it's such a cliche, people always say it all the time, you'll get multiple no's, but it just takes that one yes. And when you get that yes, you better run with it. And always stay true to yourself. Don't ever sell your soul. Don't ever sell yourself short. And go out there and just have fun. Have fun doing it, because if you love it, it won't ever feel like you working a day in your life.
No doubt, no doubt. It was an honor and pleasure to talk to you tonight.
No, thank you. Thank you.
All right. You have a wonderful night. Thank you for all your insight and energy.
Yes, you too. I hope to see you soon.
All right. Look, make sure you hit me up when you come to Atlanta. I want to come check you out live.
I definitely will. I hope to get my band out there next time too, so you get to see everybody rocking on stage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was Miss Nubia Iman right here on the Riding Dirty Radio Show with your boy Big XL. Remember, you can stream this. You can listen to the interview on 89.3 FM Atlanta, as well as Ride 95. Or check it out on YouTube, Audio Mac, any of the streaming sites where you check out the Riding Dirty Radio content. All right, on YouTube, make sure you guys like, share, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe to the channel. All right, it's your boy Vic XL. This is the Riding Dirty Show. We'll bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life, man. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stay blessed, stay strong, and you can't go wrong. Peace.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTF, dropping jewels, but they at